Pasta Lune.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white
coats. Things that bother you never bother me. I'm still happy and fine, ha-ha. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
The Looney Bin presents
Looney Bin Radio
with Dinklage the Imp.
Join us for 90 minutes of mirth,
merriment,
and madness
with all your favorites from the Looney Bin.
Obviously, coming at you again with another laugh and a half, hour and a half show. It's a different kind of show tonight. New co-host who will be with us shortly. But for right now, if you want to call into the show, you can call in at 646-478-0073. That number again, 646-478-0073. And that number is free when you call from work. Of course, if you're in the chat room, you can scroll to the top of the screen, hit the handy dandy blue S button that stands for Skype. You can call in via Skype. Good luck. It hasn't been really working the last couple of weeks all that great. They were giving me a message saying Skype has shit the bed as far as Blog Talk Radio is concerned, and that little window is not up. So that was mostly for hosts. They said hosts can't use Skype to call in right now. It's all screwed up. So I don't know. If you can call in, let me know. Do you folks in the chat room hear me? I don't know. Let me look. This shout out. Say something in the chat room if you can hear me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Million Dollar Nerd says, I hear ye. Hear ye, hear ye. Thank you. He must be the town crier. I want to thank everybody for coming up to the show tonight. And tonight is my first day with the new mouth. Thank you for coming to the show tonight. And it's great having you here in the chat room. And if you're listening outside of the chat room, thank you for listening there. And if you're listening on the the replay or the archived show, of course, that would be lovely too. Thank you all for listening to this. Hopefully we can get some people to call in so I can have someone to talk to. I know my my lovely co-host is having a little difficulty calling in right now. So until she gets here, I'm going to keep talking because that's what I do. In the loony bin, we might as well talk about the company, being as there's nobody here to talk to right now. In the company, there's a number of things going on. The latest round of loony darts is up. So if you've got revenge, if you're not in it yet, check out with revenge. She'll put you in the next round. She'll get you set up for those things. And otherwise, you can, the loony darts works this way. You get assigned a number, but you don't know what your number is. And you get assigned a match, and you fight somebody. And whether you win or lose the match, you can check out the you can get ranked. Basically, if you check out the match, you can get ranked. So if you win, you get more points. If you lose, you get less points. But you can still try and figure out what your number is. So you're assigned a secret number. People, please don't message me on Facebook while I'm trying to do a radio show. You get assigned a number. It's a secret number. And you can, if you pick your number or if you pick within a certain range, if you're within five digits of your number, you get a certain amount of points. If you lose your match, that's if you win your match. If you lose your match and you're within three digits of your number, you get a certain amount of points. And if you happen to nail your number on the nose, like Damia Darkheart did back in round one, you'll get like buku points. You get like 5 points for that and 3 points for the other. And I think 2 points if you lose your match, 3 points if you win and get within five digits, 2 points if you lose and get within five digits or three digits. So it's harder if you lose your match, but that's the way it works. Okay, I have some callers over here calling in. I don't know who anybody is, and I don't really have an opportunity to screen these calls right away. I'm just going to bring somebody on, and I'm going to say, this is all interesting. Let me see here. Caller, who do we have here?
Draven.
Draven, how you doing, Draven?
What's up, bro?
Oh, not much. Just trying to get your daughter on the air here. I don't know if I don't think this is her calling in at the other area code here. I'll try. I'll see if I can who this is. They've been waiting a minute and 46 seconds. So, caller number two, who do we have here?
Cassie Joe.
It's Cassie. Hi, Cassie. How are you? You know, If I only would have been able to screen the call, I could have played your entrance theme on time. I'll play it now. What the hell? I love your entrance theme. Yeah, get up. It's great to hear from you, Cassie. I think we actually have my co-host on. So before we talk about the tags, I will try and bring her on. Here we go.
Look at that fluffy unicorn. He's so fluffy and he's going to die.
And here she is, the adorable Aria Blackbird. How are you, Aria?
Hi.
Hi.
You made it.
How are you? How are you, sweetie?
I'm all right.
Okay. Well, are you excited? Are you excited to be the new co-host of this show? Yeah?
Yeah, I am so excited.
That's good. I'm glad you could make it, actually. That was touch and go there for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit back here with the straight jacket while you guys go.
Okay,
not a problem.
Just hang out. You can please feel free to chime in at any point in time that you want to.
All right, thank you, bro.
Yeah, no problem. We do have the tag team GM, Cassie Joe, with us here. And I know Cassie's time is limited on the radio, so I want to make sure we get an update on what's going on in the tag team situation. What's going on, Cassie?
Not much. there's a show coming this weekend, so
right.
We'll get some updates there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really have any updates on it. Had a few teams leave. Last time we had four new teams join, so that's always awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Teams come, teams go. It's one of the problems of the difficulties of being a tag team GM is one person leaves, and then it's like, well, now you only have half a tag team. That doesn't work. So, but, you know, that's the trade in things. Now, we have the twins, Karis and Kiana, as the tag team champions. Are they going to be able to maintain their titles until Kiana gets back from her vacation, her holiday?
I'm going to try to take a look at the last round of matches and see who kind of like was outstanding, who impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they're not ready to go, I mean, I would have to take a look at the range of how long she's gone without defending.
Well,
but if
it's
more than 30 days, I think I'm going to strip them of the titles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's difficult because she changed her name to On Vacation 627 to 7/, and then there's no other number. We don't know what day in July she's coming back. So it could be July 30th. It could be, you know. July 31st.
You know, even though they put it in their name, she didn't technically message me. I don't know if she messaged you.
She didn't even put the actual date in her name for coming back as well.
One.
So, I mean. No, she did tell me she was going
to
be away.
The other twin is the starter of the match, and they'll have to go 2-on-1, so.
That could be.
Yeah.
Karis is going to have to carry it.
And that's right.
Now,
I had to do it.
Yeah.
I have a quick question about tag teams. This is Draven.
Sure.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Draven.
Now, if you have a multiple personality, could that be considered a tag team?
No, if you think that you can, you know, face multiple people with your multiple personalities, I'm all for it.
You have to have
okay.
two characters, though.
I have a new team for you, then. Draven and Shadow, Blackbird.
Oh, okay. Well, that works because you have a character to fill the role.
That's
a little weird, but okay. And
Shadow's
how does that
name
work,
Joe?
How does that work, Draven? Is Shadow the dark side of Draven Blackbird?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You know how it goes, me and my shadow. Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Usually Joe's there, but Joe's been being lazy, so I'm going to get him a tag team.
All right, well, there you go. So Draven and Shadow Blackbird are going to be a new tag team. And they're going to be put into the mix with everybody else. And,
the only bad thing about that is Shadow's going to have to confirm.
Okay.
That's true.
I will write them right now, actually.
Bring them out. Okay. Well, we're looking at the so in the tag division, of course, the rules are the same as they have been for a while now. You get ranked by your activity, whether you win or lose your matches, and by doing callouts. So there's a you should really pay attention to the rules if you are, have a tag team. If you don't have a tag team, why don't you have a tag team? Get yourself a tag team partner. There's plenty of people looking for partners now. And show us what you got. And that's a little picture of Cassie Joe naked behind a sign. If you're in the tag team scene, you can see the show us what you got scene. But
Boobies,
yes. hidden boobies, but they're there. You definitely know they're there. So, do you want to expand upon the rules there a little bit, Cassie? No? Okay.
Oops,
I guess
sorry.
Not.
I do. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Not a problem.
You know, Skype didn't work out for me. So I have to use my regular phone.
Cool.
But
right,
anyway,
that's why I didn't know
it
was you.
It is right, paying attention, winning your matches. Not only do you get a point for winning, but if you post your win, you get another point. And if you do a call out and you can get a team to accept your call out, that's, you know, another way to get more points.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's just, you know, winning and posting your win. I mean, you get a free point just for posting, so.
Right, which is nice because you can't always count on winning your matches to raise you in the rankings, you know.
No.
So at least here's a different way to get you some extra points and help your tag team raise through the rankings. So screwing up and losing a match here, losing a match there, is not going to affect you as badly as long as you keep doing your call outs and winning, you know, most of them. But you know, that's not just that too,
but especially like as the GM, I set up usually sometimes between 1 to 3 feature matches, which are usually an additional point as
mm-hmm.
well. So, and the nice thing about the call-outs is if your team, you can go look at the tag roster by just looking in the scene, and you can, if you pay attention, you know who's winning and losing. So maybe you're going to pick that team that's not on a hot streak, that they've been losing matches, because that call-out will get you, if you can beat that team, will get you the extra points to make you jump ahead.
Of course. You want to definitely
the strategy involved.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, you want to scope out the teams and take advantage of the weak, crush the weak. That's you know, it's wrestling. You can't you're not here to be nice guys. You're here to you know, sense a weakness and take advantage of that. So.
And remember, kids, you heard it here right now, that if you don't post, you don't get that extra point.
That's right. If you don't post, you're toast. So my tag team has suffered from that. We won a match early on in our career, me and the lovely Tigress, and neither of us posted the win, and we didn't get that extra point, and that kept us out of the title contention. It was just like that one point held us back. If we had that one extra point, it would have been just that little tip over the edge. We could have been somebody. We could have been contenders, but we weren't. So, it's a tough road to hoe. But you know, get together with your tag partner and make sure that you're both on the same page. And whoever makes the pin posts the win. Make the pin, post the win. It's simple to remember, but somehow or other we didn't do that. And it screwed us up. So,
it happens.
Yeah, it happens. And there's a number of people looking for tag partners. So if you don't have a tag partner, go to the tag team scene at the Looney Bin and check out the people that are looking for tag partners and grab one. Talk to somebody. Especially it helps if it's somebody that you can get along with or you can communicate with. There's some people that, you know, it's really hard to communicate with, but, you know, what can you do? it can't always, it's not always going to be the, you know, heaven on earth or anything.
And fortunately, there's been some people that don't even recall who their tag partner is.
Yeah, that's tough. It's like, well, I don't know. Do I have a tag partner? I know we hear that all the time. Do I have a tag partner? Oh, good God. You don't even know? But looking at the title situation in the Looney Bin right now, we have the American Gangsta is the Golden Straitjacket champion. He is the champion of champions. He will defend his title, unfortunately, against me this Saturday at the house show. I have won the Celebrity Rehab tournaments twice. I wouldn't have given myself a title shot if I didn't win them twice, but I'm going to give myself the title shot just because I won the damn thing twice. If you have over 4,500 fans, you could be one of the few, the proud of the celebrities in the Celebrity Rehab Division at the Looney Bin. We have about 12 people in the Celebrity Rehab Division. Me and Cassie Joe are celebrities. Shell Kneebreaker Rockstar, Ciro Il Napolitano. There's a lot of guys that are Kane and Kayla. What are they? The Welsh King and Queen, whatever the hell they are now. Changed their names for WWC, so whatever. But yeah, they're the celebrities. If you have over 4,500 fans, and that's a lot of fans, you could easily become a celebrity too. Just make sure I know if your fandom passes that. I do check the roster periodically, weekly at least, anyway. In the Golden Wheelchair, the number two title in the land, Black Widow X holds that title after regaining it in a rematch last week, or 2 weeks ago, actually. And last week, I took the Saturday off of doing my show. And Black Widow X is holding the Golden Wheelchair title. In the Hardcore Hallucinations title held for the longest time by Lady Catherine. Of course, Lady K, amazing performer and hardcore athlete. And it's going to be very difficult to find somebody to unseat her, but that's what JoJo, the candy-ass moneymaker, is doing, running the Hardcore division. She will find a challenger for Lady Catherine. In the Shock Therapy title, the Count of Monte Cristo has held that title for a long time. Again, he's faced challenger after challenger, and they've all fallen by the wayside. The women's champion, she's been at it a while. The Looney Bin women's champion is April Sky. Cute little April Sky has held it for a few weeks now, about a month. And the men's champion is Shadow Press Renegade, looking dapper in a suit, but not as good looking as me in a suit. And we talked about the tag titles belonging to Kayla and Karis, the twins, and we'll see if they'll be able to maintain that. Looney Darts champion is still Prosper. This is going to change with the new Looney Darts champion whenever the rounds are over, and Revenge has come up with that. Right now, there is a title called the Looney Bin Howlball Dreams. Jem, the Hottest Vampire, is going to take over the daily tournaments. I've been doing them lately. She's going to change the Howlball Dreams title. I don't know what she's going to do with it. She's got some ideas, and we have yet to have a full meeting on that. But she should be starting within a week or two. Taking over the daily tournaments, and someone else will have that. That title was held by Vacant Veil. Vacant Veil left. The next title winner was Courtney Cash, so I put Courtney in it. And somebody else won after Courtney, but I'm not going to look it up right now because Courtney holds the title. And, of course, in the Celebrity Rehab is a little scrubby guy with a wig. Those are the title holders at the Looney Bin right now. And don't forget, we have tournaments under the cucumber. When you go to the main page, click on the tournament cucumber. You can see all the current tournaments that are there. At the top of the page, there's a little moving message thing that says join and leave. Join and Leave, click here, and you can click there and go to the 3 Join and Leave tournaments that are going to be starting at the end of the month. I think, is there a house show? I don't think I'm going to kick them off at a house show. But, yeah, why not? Yeah, it's probably going to kick off on Saturday the 30th, which would coincide with the house show. So, yeah, it's just not too long. Not too long from now. So if you haven't entered the Join and Leaves yet, please do. There's 3 of them, 3 different categories for Join and Leaves. And, you know, as usual, the idea here at the Lindy Bin is for you to make money and have some fun. And certainly we want to have fun out there. Aria.
Yes.
Dear Aria, would you like to read off who's in the chat room tonight?
Of course.
Of course.
Well, we have Bratty Princess Diamond, Cassie Joe, Draven Blackbird, Gord Sin, a bunch of guests. We have Kenta, Million Dollar Nerd, Nightmare Child, and Supernatural.
Okay, and thank you guys all for coming. It looks like a 3 guest night tonight, and it's good to have everybody come to the show. Thank you very much. We're going to need you when we do the Loony Libs coming up in a little bit, so I just want to make sure everybody's prepared for that in the chat room. Get your dirtiest mind, their dirtiest thoughts, dirtiest mind. Yeah, well, Draven, you're the one with 2 personalities. So yeah, get your dirtiest personality out in the chat room, and
all right, and, I can do that.
And we'll do that. That of course will take place in a little bit, in a little bit. Yeah. So other than that's pretty much the. That's pretty much the divisions that that we have going on for right now, and I just want to state again for the record that the Loony Bin is all about having fun, and I want to make sure everybody has a good time, and nobody gets excluded or made to feel unwelcome or unhappy, and it's my goal to focus on that sort of thing and make sure everybody's having a great time. So yeah, Loony Darts, the tag team division, the hardcore division, and of course the titles that are run in the activity room by me on every Saturday with Courtney Cash as my lovely girl Friday. And the TV room, generally we use that as a locker room, a place to meet and bullshit and stuff like that. We do have a contest going on. Put the hair on Dinklage, and this is for all you budding artists and crappy artists and good artists and whatever. We're not going to be judging on your artistic ability. We will be judging some of these hair designs based upon creativity, and there's some pretty good ones. There's some people who posted already, and it's looking good. 150 wrestler bucks up for grabs, 100 wrestler bucks for the best of all, and I think we're going to do 50 wrestler bucks for the funniest. And so there's some good stuff going on there in the TV room. So always, you know, geared towards having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, my co-host. Excellent. Oh, boy. Yeah, we do want to keep the tone of the radio show and the tone of the company as something a little more lighthearted and fun, because, you know, a lot of people can be cruel. And sometimes they think, you know, just because I'm a diminutive person, a little person, a tiny person, sometimes they think they can take advantage of me and make fun of me and make some jokes. And, you know, you have to be thick-skinned. You can't really let people get to you, because it just doesn't serve any purpose. And, well, there's no better way that I could express this than in a song.
People know me 'cause I'm famous. but they act just like an anus. They have nothing smart to say, so they take the easy way, make jokes about me being short. Think I can take it, I'm a sport. All I do is wait and sigh as 99 midget jokes go by. Come on, everybody, clap your hands. Yeah, that's right. Give me the clap. Woo! Dwarf and gnome and gnat and tiny, you're just as tall as my hiney. Sometimes what they say's absurd. Go bungee jumping off a curb. Make fun of you? Well, I don't know. I would never stoop so low, referring to me as small fry. 99 midget jokes go by. Short rib, short back, short bread, short cake. Every short joke comes off half-baked. Shrimp and peanut, half-pint goober. Midget food jokes from a loser. And I find it's often said, they'd rest a beer upon my head. They're picking on the little guy as 99 midget jokes go by. Leprechaun, Smurf, and Mosquito, Mini-Me, Danny DeVito, Sawed-Off, Knee-High, Run, and Pee-Wee, Shorty McShort, Short, Teeny-Weeny, Vertically Challenged, Short-Ass, Wee-Man, but I'm a 3-foot-6-inch He-Man, call me a Hobbit, I won't cry, 99 midget jokes go by. As 99 midget jokes go by. He's so tiny, bless my eyes. He is Barney Rubble size. Gary Coleman, Billy Barty, Napoleon Bonaparte, Munchkin, Squirt, and Lilliputian. I shrug off the persecution. Leprechaun, Smurf, and Mosquito, Mini-Me, Danny DeVito.
And that's how I let those midget jokes roll off my back like water on a duck or down on a goose or something. You can get down off a goose, but you can't get down off an elephant. I don't know what that means, but okay. so, yeah, that's the
nice
midget jokes.
What?
Chicken butt?
We've got a surprise guest.
A surprise guest?
Really?
Yes.
Say
hi,
hon.
Hi.
Hi, hon. Oh, it's Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie, Dee Dee. How you doing?
How you doing, Dean?
Doing good. Doing great. It's a Blackbird show tonight, let me tell you.
Well, I wanted to come and support, you know, and see how everything was going.
Well, thank you.
Make
thank
sure
you very much.
My daughter didn't have any problems.
No,
she hasn't told anybody yet.
No.
Well, that's always a good thing.
No, and she hasn't told anybody to eat a bag of dicks yet, so we're pretty good.
I've sent her a wedgie already.
Oh, but Kenta got a wedgie. Okay. Was it an atomic wedgie?
It was for my sprint, so yeah.
Is there any other kind?
I don't know. You know, not everybody can have their underwear brought up over their head. So, yeah.
True.
Yeah. So that's the atomic wedgie. But it's great. It's great having you call in. Haven't heard you in a while there, Dee Dee.
I know. Well, I've just been really busy. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I made a big move, and now I'm here with my crazy husband.
Yes.
And I mean crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and several of his personalities.
Oh, yeah. It's always it's fun to try and keep up with all of them. Not
all 47 million.
Shut the fuck up.
It must be civil disobedience. Have that
always.
Yes. Okay.
He's nuts.
And the people in the chat room are crazy. Crazy people in the chat room. You guys are a little nuts tonight. I think we're going to move into. We're not breaking in anything. Breaking and entering. Not at all. We're going to move into doing our game. Let's do our game show. It's time to do Loony Libs. I am going to I'm going to mute the caller. Draven and Dee Dee on the same call here.
Okay.
I'll mute you guys, and I need you to, because you will hear what I say before the people in the chat room will hear it. So it creates a difficult situation. They're answering one thing while you guys are answering another. So try and hold off. Wait a little bit until that. Aria, it would help if you could type what I mentioned for parts of speech in. And while we play a game called Loony Libs.
Yes, it's time to play
Loony Libs.
It's that mad game, where you give us the parts of speech, and we plug it into a news story of the day. Get ready in the chat room, because you are going to play Loony Libs!
Okay, and yes, Loony Libs, for this lovely July 7th, we are going to start off with a career. Give me a career, somebody's job. And we will wait for the chat room to get the message.
All right.
Career for you career-minded people.
All right, we got porn star, pro wrestler, gigolo, massage therapist.
Gigolo. Sorry.
Come on, guys. We need some careers. Librarian. Prostitute.
I think we had prostitute already, but okay.
No, that was a porn star.
Oh, porn star, okay. So we have prostitutes every week.
Sex for cashier. President. Come on. Keep going. We need careers, guys.
I don't think president should ever be a career.
Cum guzzler.
There's a career.
Sperm banker.
Sperm banker. Okay, let's move on. I need some names. How about some names of some people that you want, like proper names, people you want to take the piss out of, make fun of, have a little fun with.
Have
proper
fun
names?
With or kick the piss out of?
Yeah, no, take the piss out of, like take them down a peg.
Oh, well. I don't think I'm allowed to. I probably shouldn't say.
Lena and Justin Bieber. Kanye West. Carlos Gage. Jay-Z. The hot chick that works at the register at night at the convenience store.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus.
Michael Moore. I don't know if people know who he is.
I know who he is.
He's a total douchebag.
Those are the kinds of opinions we don't want to have on this kind of show right now. So let's not get into that.
Kardashians, Vincent McMahon, George Lopez,
Summer Rae,
Bruce Jenner, Donald Trump, Barack Obama,
Hillary Clinton. Well, considering we're using let's put all the candidates out there. Why not?
Yeah, they were. They are frequently. Frequently in the Looney Libs.
Fudge Monkey.
Fudge Monkey is not a real name.
No, that was me trying not to cuss on the air. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
The Miz, Oscar the Grouch, George Bush, Luke Skywalker, and Jack Black.
Okay. Again, people, please don't message me while I'm in the middle of doing this. It's not helping at all. Okay.
Bieber's parent.
Sorry, that's funny.
Now that is some kind of, those are some criminals right there. Okay, let's go to let's try some verbs, some action words, verbs. That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Alberto Diarrhea. Sorry, I got excited. Whoring.
Whoring.
Come
okay,
on, guys.
Thank you.
Killing. Rabble rousing. Coming, sucking. Humper.
She sounds so cute when she says these dirty words.
Puking, bitching, fornicating, moaning, succubus, cock sucking, masturbating.
Oh boy. All right. I'm trying to fit these all in here.
Transmuting lead into gold. Lead into gold, I lied.
Yep.
Smoking. I don't know what that purple one is. Chopping.
Felicia.
Minding. Verbs, people.
Verbs, action words.
Usually ending in ing.
isolating. It doesn't have to be ending in ing, but that works too.
I mean, typically.
I can.
Things you can do.
I will conjugate the verb to make it work.
Flushiating. Okay. Farting, destroying.
Okay.
I haven't seen pooping, but it needs to be in there.
You
what,
don't pooping? See pooping?
Conjugating.
Very good, very good. Use the word I just said. Okay, let's have an adverb. These are words that describe verbs. They usually end in L-Y. No, nothing. Adverbs,
sadly, notly, highly, madly, pervertedly. Sexually, really, Daddy.
Hell yeah.
Frustratingly.
Sorry, the surge kicked in.
Okay, we're good for now. We're good for now on this. Let's have a noun. This is an animal, vegetable, mineral kind of noun, not a proper noun. As a matter of fact, I would like a really improper noun.
Cat. Bag of dicks. Thanks, Nightmare Child. Tiger, I hate you, Daddy. Ew, people, cock ring and pussy. I hate you all. Boobs, condom, you guys suck. Nipples. Dildo. Hoo-ha. Vibrator. Strap-on.
Strap on.
Flaming dildo. Butted dick. Ew.
Just say it.
Sorry, blue waffle. I should have used my head.
Do you want me to say the words that she can't say?
Yes.
Yeah, being as I didn't mute you, yeah, why not? You could help her out there. That's okay. Let's go with
herpes.
Let's go with herpes.
Sorry.
That's okay. You are more than welcome to laugh.
There's a reason why I'm laughing.
Pedro, okay. The purple-headed yogurt slinger. Wow, that's a big one.
That's what she said.
Fire-resistant, flame-retarded, pickle-shaped, electric vibrating wonder wand.
Yeah, that
oh
would have
God,
to be Nacho.
Oh my God, you're describing my last roommate.
That would have to be.
Okay. Which one? Well, I guarantee it wasn't the male one.
Okay. Let me have the name of a building somewhere you can do something. A building, a place. It could be a library. It could be a bank.
Vote Pedro. Church. Funeral home. Funeral home. Dick Tower. Bank. Stadium. School.
Dungeon.
My fortress of salt. My fortress of alonitude. Sorry. Gym. My dad's supposed to be chiming in here, but he's not.
Okay, I think we're good. We're good for locations. We're good for locations.
Of course.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
I need a. Let me have a noun again: animal, vegetable, or mineral. Could be a machine, could be a body part, could be anything.
Penis.
Shh. Lava.
What? What?
Fish taco, water, chimichangas, diamond, Sasquatch.
Oh, you are talking about my old roommate.
Bobito. Wookie. My dad's really not paying attention.
Vagina.
Oh boy. I think we're getting to the end of this excursion here. So let me see if I have everything. Boom, 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 boom. Yes, it looks pretty good to me. I think I need one more thing. Yeah, I do. I need one more verb. Give me a verb, an action word. Verb, that's what's happening.
Oh. I can't see.
I can't see is not a verb.
No, my screen messed up.
I know, I was missing. Okay. Energizing. The funny broccoli human smoke.
That's not a verb. Smoking is a verb. Not the funny broccoli human smoke. Warring.
Fucking smoking.
Fucking.
Superheroing.
Orgasming. Licking. Okay, I peeked at the
pooping.
Chat room, believe it or not.
Pooping.
Hey, that's my job. Beaming. Mathing.
Mathing? That's a new one.
Falling. Douchebagging. Ew. Sciencing.
Okay, I think we're good. I think we have everything together. Let me make sure. I'm just going to go over this one more time. Yeah. Oh boy. Try not to laugh while I'm doing this. Unfortunately, in order to make sure I have every part of speech in here. Yes, yes, I have to read this all. Yeah, it's time. It's ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. Looney Libs for this July 7th, 7-7-2016. The news story goes like this. A porn star in a new TV show was pervertedly hurt Wednesday after being orgasmed by and pinned under a bag of dicks, which we're told was being farted by Bruce Jenner. Pooper was being filmed at Agua Dulce Church near Los Angeles, where they were whoring a dildo scene. We're told that Bruce Jenner was supposed to come into the fish taco and just sit there until the scene ended, but he put the flaming dildo in reverse, hit the spotted dick, and ran over the porn star. Massage therapists reported that eight guys on the set tried in vain to lift Pedro the purple-headed yogurt slinger off of the prostitutes. Someone finally brought in some equipment, and they were able to fillate the penis up and free the man. According to one first responder, the porn star is in real bad shape. He was masturbated to a nearby dungeon. His herpes is unknown. The show stars Jack Black, the hot chick that works at the register at night at the convenience store, and Bruce Jenner. And that is Looney Libs for this July 7th. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, all you people in the chat room, for your sick minds. There will be double medication for you all.
Yay!
We're going to double up on your meds. And thank you for being part of the Looney Libs production. So if you're out there in the chat room and you want to call in, or if you're listening and you're not out there in the chat room and you want to call in, there are some. I had a couple of people message me on Facebook, tell me that they are there. They wanted to call in. The number is 646-478-0073, or you can attempt to use the Skype button. That might get you in if you're in the chat room. You can push the Skype button. Supposedly there's a Blog Talk number. I don't know it. I don't even know how to find it. Whatever it is.
I know what it is, and it does not work whatsoever.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, well, good. Then we don't need that. But we would like to have more callers calling in and some new voices on the air. It's nice to have these new voices tonight, the Blackbird family being here with me. We had Jaded Girl. We lost Jaded Girl. I was just going to bring her on, but she's no longer there. I don't know what happened. If you want to call in, please do. Otherwise, we're just going to shoot the shit here for the next 30 minutes. As always, there's always something going on in the loony bin. And we want to make sure everybody takes advantage of all the good stuff that happens, not just the 10,000 coin open challenge, which a lot of people seem to like and value and take advantage of. Hey, that's great. You know, I'm not here to make a fortune. I'm just here to make sure everybody gets paid, make sure everybody's happy.
And have a little fun.
And have a little fun. Have
yeah.
a lot of fun. Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to have as much fun as humanly possible, and we're trying to do that
with medication.
That's right, and you know, fun, better living through chemistry at the long end. Most definitely, better living through chemistry. You will get your medicines delivered firsthand to you. And so let me go over the GMs that work for the Looney Bin. We have Mrs. Sassy Intentions, who does our tournaments. And, she does like two tournaments a week. And those are the big funny named ones, usually with an animated graphic. We have Jem, the hottest vampire, about to do the daily tournaments. Those are our two tournament GMs. Jem has not quite started yet, but she will be pretty soon. Otherwise, I am doing the daily tournaments. You'll know those as the Time for Meds and the Looney Lottery and Time for Meds are the two that we do. There's a Howl of All Dreams and a Benzos for Bucks, but those are going to change with Jem. She has ideas for those two titles. Of course, the Random Weirdness GM is on the air with us, Draven Blackbird. Draven is bound to do strange things at strange times. We don't know what he's doing, but that's great. Draven has been here since day one. Of course, Aria was the previous owner before me. I'll get into that in a minute, but Draven usually sets up some weird round robins for people, so that's kind of fun.
Thinking of having a dance contest next.
Context.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you can figure out how to run that, we can make that work. I'm sure we can figure out a way to run that. I used to do a thing where it was like you had to do 2 foot moves and 2 hand moves. It was a hula contest. We had a Hawaiian pay-per-view back in my old company, and we did 2 foot moves and 2 hand moves. I had the Mighty Vuvuzela come in, and she wasn't even in the company, but she came in and she did the hand moves and the foot moves to get everybody to follow her, and that was a lot of fun. So we can maybe think of something like that. We do have the lovely Revenge, who is the heart she's the Looney Darts GM. Looney Darts was kind of her idea. It was kind of her and me had a meeting, and we put our heads together and we came up with that. So Revenge is the Looney Darts GM. Of course, the lovely Cassie Joe, our tag team GM. JoJo, the Candy Ass Moneymaker, our hardcore GM. And Courtney Cash, lovely Courtney Cash, my girl Friday. She presents the shows with me, and she also helps with recruitment a little bit. So that is the staff at the Looney Bin, and we want to make sure everybody has a good time and takes their medications. Very interesting.
Yeah,
yeah, we want you to definitely not miss your meds, because that's a bad thing. Plus, we keep you pliable and docile that way. But we do have a very good GM staff, and I guess that's why it's a popular company. We have just around 250 people. That's because I had been firing inactives out of the company for a while now, and we had 60 some inactives at one time. I think we have something like 30 something now. So yeah, we cut the inactives almost by half by letting go of some people. Here, let me check the actual number of inactives. I'm not, you know, some places tried to hide how many people they have inactive. I don't care about that. I'm not here to impress anybody. It's just that sometimes
that's the best way to be. You know, just do what's the best, and you know, don't worry about what other people think.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have inactives, and then they come back. And sometimes they're not coming back. Like addiction, he's not coming back.
Yeah,
he was the first one to be fired for you know, being inactive. But we actually have 32 inactives now, which means we have half of the inactives we have when I started firing people. So the numbers are a little bit inflated, but you know, every company does that, and some companies, it's really sad. They have over 50% of their wrestlers are inactive, and that's no es bueno. I don't like that. But you know, we have just under 250 members right now. A few people left today, and like I was gonna give Jaded Girl a bit of a razz while she was on the air, but she's not on the air. But her boyfriend Dynamite Props left today, and some other people took off. White Wolf, you know, she's been a pretty good friend of mine since she came back, but she took off, cutting back. You know, that some people do. People need to do that, and it's no shame if you have to leave a company or something like that. Because, you know, sometimes you just kind of wear yourself out, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, I know what's going on here. Let me try another company. I'll move on somewhere else. Sometimes you just got to – you got those dancing shoes, those itchy feet. You got to get a move on. But, I like when people stay. A lot of times people will ask me for a contract, and I don't really generally do contracts, but a few of our members are under contracts, and it's like, don't you make enough money in the loony bin already? I'm constantly having to watch the bank, you know?
Yeah.
What was that, Drew?
People need to appreciate more what you get out of a company than what you get once out of a company, if you know what I mean. Because a contract, mm-hmm. you technically only get that once, and if you don't put up the par, we lose money.
Mm-hmm, that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So it's all like mm-hmm. contracts are sort of like, what was I going to say? Oh, man, I hate it when the other personalities are talking at the same time.
Yeah. Quiet those voices in your head. Yeah, my voice
my
should
Xbox
be the
One is
head.
Saying, play me, but, you know. Just, no.
Yeah, no, that's the way it goes. But, yes, people will ask for a contract, and yet they'll turn around and they'll use the open challenge and make money there and win tournaments and make money there and stuff. And that's okay. But it's like, do you really need that, you know, X amount of money that you got thing? You know, I entered a couple of join for joins with some people, and that stopped me having to pay them contracts every, you know, 10 weeks or 5 weeks or however long it was. But some good friends of mine constantly want to have contracts, like Da Bomb. Da Bomb's a nice kid, but she just always, you know, and she tells me, oh, my contract runs out in 10 hours. Like, can you re-up
you're
me
like,
for
well.
Five? And she wants it for 5 weeks. I'm like, look, you know you're going to be here for 10. You've been here for 6 months already. You're not leaving.
Yeah.
You know where it's good. You know where you can have some fun and make some money and stuff. Yeah, she still wants 5 week contracts only. It's like, okay, well, you're not committed, but you are committed. And in the loony bin, you should all be committed.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. And let me tell you, this is, in fact, the Back to Basics Radio Network. And we are here by the gracious philanthropy of Susie the Elf McHaggis. Susie runs the station, owns the station. And Bubs and Amadeus are the sort of the station managers for now. And Susie and I should have a show on Wednesday nights. She wanted to do a show last night, but she wasn't around for it. So we'll see. One of these Wednesdays we're going to bring back the flagship show on the Back to Basics Radio Network. But right now I'm going to promote the next show happening, which is going to be actually there's a show tomorrow night early. It's Save City of Heroes Radio, run by Hollywood Rick Brutal. Now, if you know anything about the game City of Heroes, it was an online superhero game, and it was canceled. But like Wrestler Unstoppable, when that was when support was taken away from Wrestler Unstoppable in the bad Unpoliced days. You know, it survived, and City of Heroes survives with the, you know, fan modifications and stuff like that. So if you're into that, check that out. I think that starts at like 9 o'clock, and then there's a show at 11 o'clock. I never feared death or dying. I only feared
Misfits Radio. With Michaela Doom, 1-877, and a whole host of Misfits. Friday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. It's a different show. It's a different show than this show. All the shows are different. Every show has a different focus. This show is a little bit about the company. On Saturday night, there is a show that is a lot more about a different company, and it goes something like this.
Radical American Wrestling Federation presents RAWF After Hours with Lord Amadeus and Bugs Anarchist. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
Yeah, there you go. And that's Friday and Saturday night. And, of course, there isn't another radio show until Tuesday, which is the Unstoppable Super Show with Hollywood Rick Brutal. Like I said, first day with the new mouth. Hollywood Rick Brutal and yours truly, Dinklage the Imp, as his reluctant co-host. And that is on Tuesdays. Let me play that promo. Why not?
The Unstoppable Super Show with Hollywood Rick Brutal and Judgment Misfit Icon. Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
And, of course, Judgment Misfit Icon is no longer the co-host of that show, but the promo stands. Judgment does call in from time to time, and I have taken over for Judgment to help Hollywood Rick Brutal out. And if you never heard the Unstoppable Super Show, we talk a lot about movies and superheroes and nerdy things like that. And we also talk about wrestling, Wrestler Unstoppable, professional wrestling. We talk about Monday Night Raw. There's a whole bunch of things we talk about. So it's sort of a malleable show. It changes gear quite a bit. But a lot of times we talk about superhero movies and superheroes and monster movies and stuff like that. So. Yeah, get your nerd on at the Unstoppable Super Show.
If you don't, we're going to kick you in the nuts.
Yeah.
That's true.
Why not?
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so those are the other shows on this radio network. There are a few other radio networks. There was a time when there was like radio shows every night.
God, I remember that.
Yeah, and you had to like try and decide like, well, which one am I going to go to? You know, there were radio shows opposite other radio shows, and you were like, oh, you missed that show. You were at the other one, and come to the other show, and then the next week, the show that you were into the previous week was the one that got hot and stuff like that. But a lot of people like to come onto radio shows and start shit with people and fight and be negative and present
a lot. Well, there's a rumor floating around.
Yeah?
What show's coming back? Truth might be coming back?
Yeah, he's been talking about that for a while. That would actually be supposedly be on this network. We'll see what happens. But yeah, he was supposed to be bring the vicious truth back. Again, Truth is one of the funniest people around.
Oh, yeah.
He always makes me laugh. But his shows do get a little messing around with people and stuff like that. And if you can't take it, that's the problem. I mean, if you're going to go head-to-head with somebody, it's always great when the after party starts and you hear everybody laughing and being friendly with each other and going, oh, it was just for the show, you know. They got into some shit for the show, but really no hard feelings or anything like that. That's always the best. It's just a shame when, people take it seriously and then they get all butthurt and suddenly there's a problem. Oh, this person's mean to me or whatever. And
he said butthurt.
Butthurt, yeah, butthurt. Oh yeah, buttheads get butthurt.
Butthurt in this sports.
Butthurt. Yes, you could definitely get butthurt if you're not careful. Journey to adventure. Yes.
What the fuck?
Oh, who's getting a call?
I don't know.
Tell him to piss off.
My computer just started
yelling.
What
am I doing a radio show? What the hell?
I don't know what it was. It just started yelling at me.
Well, that was out of the blue.
That was your alarm. That was your, yeah, that was to let you
know.
Take your meds. That was your take your medicine call.
too late.
And remember, yes, people, you can pass it around at about Dink's show and all the shows that he's mentioned. So, Nightmare mm-hmm. Child, move your ass and do something.
Yeah, do what Dinky Poo says.
Absolutely. Yes. And we appreciate it, you know, like that was always my goal, was to get new voices, new listeners to the shows and stuff like that. Because it seems like it's always the same people all the time that come to the shows, radio clicks and stuff like that. And each show has its own little group of fans and stuff like that. So, you know, I want to bring back, the days when people would call in and be like, I never called into a radio show before. So, you know, that would be great. We'd love to hear your voices. You can call in.
We need to
get
Gord Sin to call in sometime.
Yeah, Gord's called into this show a couple of times. That's always glad to hear from Gord. He's up late being over there in the United Kingdom. And he's Scottish, so pretty soon he won't be part of England. They'll secede from the United Kingdom and go with Europe. I don't know what's going on over there. I read an interesting thing about England leaving the European Union, and it finally made sense to me. It all clicked at the same time. Oh, they don't know what they're doing either. Okay, good. It's nice to know that that is not specific to our government here in the United States. That other governments do things and don't really know what they've done. And, well, now what do? Well, we decided to do this, but we don't know how to get from where we started to where we want to be. So, global politics, you know, the Australians have the same problem. So that's, it's really not like any country is safe from it, but, it is nutty.
Very.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost
oh, yeah.
scary.
I like potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And we have. Let me look at the tournament situation here. In the loony bin, and I'll let you know some of the things that are going on tournament wise. If you haven't joined these tournaments yet, please check them out. Go to the Cucumber on the main page and check them out. These boots are going to walk all over you. The last one that's going to start on the 12th. There is a time for meds and a loony lottery that was set yesterday. Dinklage hit 6,000 fans. Started today. We'll see if that's actually running now. But yeah, there's a couple of events that you can join. And there's still time to join Dinklage Hits 6,000 Fans, where you can see a nice animation of me slapping some snotty kid in the face. But check them out and join the tournaments, please. They're a lot of fun, and it helps with the economy of Wrestler Unstoppable. Back in the day, it was originally intended that companies were going to be small and open challenges were going to be like 250 to 500 coins. And even when I started on Talk Like a Pirate Day 2011, September 19th, 2011, the companies were not offering high open challenges. I was in a company called The Corporation, which was the first company to offer 1,000 coin open challenge. And people were like, no, how can they survive 1,000 coin open challenge? Because you know that the game, let's step out of character here for a second and call it the game, generates one coin for every fan that joins your company. So that's why having more fans is more profitable for a company, and that's why the more fans you have, the more a company wants you. So back in those days, one coin per fan was fine, and you'd have a company with 25, 30, 40, 50 people in it, and it was fine. Now we have companies with 400, 500 people in it, high open challenges, and one coin per fan isn't really cutting it. So you need to have other measures to make money. Some people do the free buck thing, and they get the wrestler bucks and then sell them for millions of coins. Other places like the Looney Bin sets up tournaments. And, you know, with the tournaments, I have to admit, we try and maintain a stasis in the bank. We're not looking to make a profit.
Yeah.
So that's the idea, is to not gain or lose too much at any given time. Nice to gain a little bit, and then, like, if the bank builds up really big, then I have a bonanza like I did in January. For those of you who were here in January, we had a whole bunch of free events that went off in January, and there were millions of coins and wrestler bucks. And it's what passes in the Looney Bin for a pay-per-view. We don't do pay-per-views. We're an insane asylum. Come on, we're a Looney Bin. There's no pay-per-view.
We do what we want.
We do what we want, absolutely. And but we will take an entire month and make a month of pay-per-views. And I sense one coming up, but I'm thinking maybe something like September, maybe even October, because I want to make sure people are back from summer break, summer vacations, and stuff like that. You know, I don't want to do something great when people are not around. So so that's cool. I did an event. I was thinking about bringing back anyway. It was part of the January event. I was thinking about bringing this back before I have a bonanza, which was crackpot poetry. And I don't think a lot of people understood crackpot poetry. And after it was done, everybody said, please do it again, do it again. I understand the rules better now. So I'll try and make the rules more clear. I'll give another example of crackpot poetry. But what happens there is you get a match with an opponent, usually like a round robin style match. So it's like a kind of a random opponent of near equal technical ability. And one person will start the poem, and they'll say, you know, like, roses are red, violets are blue. And the other person will say, you know, you look funny and you smell funny too. And then they have to come up with the second line for the other person to rhyme. You know, then they'll say, your face is red and your hair is orange. And then the person has to rhyme orange, and they'll say, you know, and your voice is shrill like a squeaky door hinge or something like that. So, and then they'll have to come up with the next line for the other person to rhyme. And it goes back and forth that way. What we had were people who tried to do the thing, and they were like doing like two rhymes themselves, like couplets themselves. And it's like, no, you have to – don't rhyme yourself. You have to get other people to rhyme. And so then the other person was doing couplets of the same rhyme. And it's like, okay, you know, how many rhymes for debt ceiling could they find? But whatever it was. But, yeah, I'll try and make it more clear. But, yeah, crackpot poetry was kind of fun, kind of a wacky, bizarre thing to get into.
Oh. You okay?
No, I'm fine. Actually, believe it or not, I'm working on a sore throat tonight, of all things. Started developing a sore throat in the middle of the day. I'm like, no, not tonight. Come on. I got a radio show to do. I don't want to be throughout the whole thing, but I don't think I sound too scratchy, do I?
No.
Do I sound like me?
It can't be as bad as the one night I got off work from the haunted house and everybody mistaken me for Judge.
Oh no, really?
My voice got that just got like that. His, and people were mistaking like me for Judge. So
I can't just trust come on me.
If it gets that bad, you might want to call in sick. You know?
Yeah. Were you saying off the wall shit like Judgment too?
Oh yeah, I think that's when the whole he had me joking around about being the myself character for a while. And it actually worked out pretty good. The voice was almost exactly like his, but some people just with certain things that I said knew it was me. So I thought it was pretty cool. It worked out pretty good in the end.
Cool.
I can't go on radio after the haunted house because I sound like a dude.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, you like shout a lot and your voice gets hoarse. Yeah, your voice gets hoarse.
You know, usually when people would suck helium and they have that really high pitched voice.
Yeah.
When Aria sucks helium, it goes from all that little talk like this to yo, what's up, man? What's
oh,
up?
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Yeah,
that's
so it's sort of creepy.
Are you sure that's helium
You're
or nitrous
creepy.
Oxide? Nitrous oxide rules would lower your voice several octaves, but not that I know from personal experience. not that I
we
know.
We do not condone sucking helium or nitrous oxide.
Yeah, no.
Do not try this at home.
No, definitely do not try this at home, kids. Thank you. Yeah, we do have lovely medicines at the Loony Bin for your perusal and consumption, but I do not recommend nitrous oxide, please. Leave that to the dentist. My dentist is always taking nitrous oxide. So he's got the mask on when I come in.
But, my dentist likes to steal my socks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's
I don't
unusual.
Know.
That's unusual. Would you like to explain that? That's you know, I mean, we only have
no,
3 minutes left in the show, so I mean, if you really want to explain that,
I don't know. I just wake up and I don't have socks anymore.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, some people wake up in the dentist chair and they have a lot. They have other things missing too, like their virginities. Okay. Well. So, yeah, we're swinging into the last couple of minutes of the show. I want to thank everybody who came out tonight, especially my lovely co-host, Aria, and her lovely parents, Draven and Dee Dee. Thanks for coming to the show tonight,
always
guys.
Welcome.
All you guys in the chat room, thank you. And thank you for being insane and dirty and perverted and helping us with the Loony Libs. It was a lot of fun. We got... a couple new people showed up. I see Bubba from the Backwoods, and we mentioned Gord Sim earlier. And Super Nacho has been out there in the chat room cutting it up the whole time. We appreciate you guys showing up and hanging out in the chat room tonight. And, of course, there are people listening in who are not in the chat room, but I had a couple people message me on Facebook saying that they were listening in on their so-and-so devices, whatever. I don't know. I don't have time for this. But there are those people. And, of course, the wonderful people who want to call in and listen to the replay and or should I say the archived episodes. I always call it the replay. It doesn't replay. You go, you listen to the archived episodes, which is what it is. We only have a little over a minute left in the show. If you do want to hear the after party, I don't think it's going to be a long one, but you can always give us a call at 646-478-0073. That number again, 646-478-0073, or hit the Skype button. And if you can get in under the wire, you can listen to the few words spoken in the after party. Other than that, we have a minute left to go in the show. Does anybody want to say anything before we jump off the air?
Boop.
I like potatoes. No, potatoes.
Potatoes. All right, you like potatoes and he likes boobs. I agree with both. But
don't forget to pass the word around about the shows, people.
Yes,
but in
me and more
no
people.
Particular order. Yes, yes. Let's get more people to show up at the chat room, play our games, listen to my stupid song parodies, and call in and have some new voices on the show. But like I said, I appreciate everybody who came in, and from the Looney Bin and all the GMs and the Blackbird family. So let's say goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay.
Later,
and we'll see you all next week. Thanks a lot for listening in. And we are in the after party. I have somebody who called in at the last minute. 352, who do we have here?
Let's see. Let's call it a mystery tonight.
It's Bubba from the Backwoods. How you doing, Bubba?
I'm doing okay. How you all doing?
I'm doing fine.
We're doing pretty good.
Hi.
You called it last week, Bubba. You said that there would be a new host, a new co-host next week, and you were right about that because.
Hello.
Yep. And there she is, the lovely Aria Blackbird.
Wow, where'd you find her?
She is the original owner of the Looney Bin, actually, and I didn't really get to expand on that this week. I said we'll come back to that, and I didn't, but. She started the Looney Bin, and I ended up working for her as a GM, and her time was taken up by things. She got busy, and she turned the company over to me. And about, when was that, September?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would say about September, because that's around when the haunt season started.
Yeah,
she just couldn't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it was around Christmas because that's when I started my new job.
No, it was before that. It was before that because we were talking through August about making the change, and then it was like it took like almost a month. It took like 3 weeks before you were able to actually sign on and hand over the company to me, and I worked throughout the fall and stuff, by January I had built the bank up enough to have a bonanza, like I said, and
not
we had a
lie.
Whole bunch of fun things going on. So
how
yeah,
much it was, how much do you get paid?
Well,
it's
the whole time.
Now.
I didn't how do big a whole was lot.
Your
I
bonanza?
No, but you were the owner, and you kept things going. You had Bobo working for you, and I came in and I started doing a show, and I did Christmas in July. Remember that? That was like the first thing. That was almost like a pay-per-view kind of thing. I did. I had Christmas in July because of Vitty Pants, and it was Mood Juice wanted to honor Vitty Pants or something like that. So we had Christmas in July, and it was. Remember the event was Santa Claus goes crazy and burns down the house, and you had to get out quickly. You had to finish your match in as few moves as possible, and you got a bonus. It was a lot of fun doing that. I've done that in the past, and people know. I can't do it anymore because people know. They're like, oh, well, what you do is you have one person take all the hits, and they just do crazy high-flying moves like corkscrew sentons or something like that, so they get more damage when they fail. And then the other person just beats the crap out of them, and you finish your thing in 8 moves. And it was something like 16 or 21 or 22 moves or something like that. And for every move under, if you did it, if you finished your match in X amount of moves, you got paid like 10,000 or 20,000 coins. I think it was 20,000 coins. And then for every move under that number, you got an additional 5,000 coins. So people were finishing the match in 8 moves. And they were getting paid big bucks, big coins for that. So it was cool, though, while it lasted. But it's not something that you can maintain, you know. It's a one-trick pony. And I've done that trick 4 or 5 times. It's a 5-trick pony. But... didn't really have any staying ability.
I didn't realize you've had the company for about a year now.
Yeah, it's coming up. Well, I was a GM a year ago in the company. So that's when I did Christmas in July. And then throughout August, we talked about the concept of whether or not you were going to abdicate the throne, as it were. And it wasn't until sometime in September that we actually made the transfer, and I changed things up a little bit. And you know, because it's a good idea. It's a fun company. It's a fun idea. There aren't too many other asylums out there. There are a few, but there are not too many. And there are none that are like the Loony Bin. So that's why I wanted to differentiate the Loony Bin from like Delirium, Psychotic Impact Wrestling, or any of the other ones that are insane asylums. And, you know, those all want to be dark and dismal kind of places. I said, no, the Loony Bin should be fun. It's a Loony Bin. Come on. It's kooky. It's nutty. It's funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's lighten up the tone a little bit and make it something a little more ha-ha enjoyable.
Well, I gotta get going. I gotta work in the morning, so
yeah. Okay.
I will catch you all later.
Okay. I think we're probably gonna end the episode now anyway. But so thanks for calling and thanks for leaving and.
I will catch you guys later.
All right, take care.
Love y'all.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye bye.
Yep. Okay, Bubba, thanks for calling in. Aria, thank you for being my co-host.
Anytime.
Oh, it's fun. It's great having you, and it's great having you read the dirty words in Loony Libs. Your cute little voice is perfect for that. I think my original co-host was Cassie Joe. And hearing Cassie Joe read him was funny too, but hearing you read him is even funnier. So that's cute.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and hopefully in the upcoming weeks we'll get more and more of a following. And we had good numbers in the chat room tonight. We had better numbers than it had been for the last bunch of weeks. So you know, we did good. It was a good show.
I'm gonna try to work on posting more for the show, so that might help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try and you know, I was trying to get Bubs and some of the other radio people onto mm-hmm. the show, Cougs and stuff like that. You know, Cougar Silver used to be my co-host back when I was working under Bubs in Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation Radio, and we had a show called Attitude Check. Fuck you. And every time you'd hear the words attitude check, you'd hear fuck you. So yeah, we had a show called Attitude Check, and that was fun. But it was at a time, like I said earlier, when there was so much radio that people had to choose what show they'd go to. And we were up against another show, or two other shows actually, I think. And we were like the middle show. So there was one show a lot of people went to. Some people went to our show, and very few people went to the third show. But it's still, you know, just even having that third show was just taking two or three people away from our show when we had four or five people at our show and the other show had seven or eight or nine. You know, so it was tough, because now you pretty much have one show per night, and you know, all the people that will listen to radio will go to the one show, generally. But
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and end the episode. Thank you guys very much. If you are listening in to the after party by listening in to the archived replay, I apologize sincerely for you listening this long. You must be a masochist for listening to this that long. But do tune in next week, same bat time, same bat channel, and we'll bring you another episode of the Loony Bin Laugh and a Half, Hour and a Half show. All right. Aria, Bubba, thank you, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
And you know how this ends.